From the outset, our association has continuously pursued the option for our members to wear face masks throughout this current pandemic, as we believe that members should have the facility to wear the face masks where it's appropriate. Now, for the past 8 weeks, it's been extremely confusing for our members when we were informed repeatedly that there was no necessity for us to wear face masks, even though we outlined the grave concerns that we have from the point of view of protecting ourselves from infection and also from protecting the members of the public that we interact with. Our members, you know, like, we will now be expected to wear the face masks in situations where social distancing cannot be achieved. And this recent conversion to our association's representations is welcome. And members should always have had the facility to dynamic risk assess each incident they attend.
Because, Gar, they are frontline workers. Why do you feel that there was that hesitation there for the last few weeks?
It kind of beggared belief, to be honest. And, you know, it was difficult, as I said, and it was very confusing for us. And now, all of a sudden, 8 weeks later, you know, it has come out. Now, again, you know, we welcome it, but it's a bit late. It, you know, the horses, the stable door is open and the horse is gone. But look, you know, at least now members have that option, you know, when they go to incidents. Because as we can appreciate, you know, policing is very unpredictable by its nature. And we never know what's facing us when we attend an incident. And members can assess that now for themselves and safeguard themselves where necessary.